to finance news, and the Treasurer Wayne Swan plans to lead a business delegation to China later this year. In a speech to the Australia-China Business Council later this morning, Mr. Swan will say that Australia needs to position itself to take advantage of the economic growth in Asia. He says part of that will involve further domestic reforms to increase productivity.
The OECD says Eurozone's public debt crisis is not over despite calmer financial markets this year.
The group says the Eurozone needs to double its bailout fund to more than $1 trillion.
The mother of all firewalls should be in place. Strong enough, broad enough, deep enough, tall enough, you know, all sorts of, you know, just big. to ensure that it does not need to be used, actually, that people know that it's there and therefore will not even attempt to either speculate or try to see if it's strong enough.
The OECD Secretary General there to the markets, and the Dow ended the session 43 points lower. The NASDAQ and S&P 500 were little changed. In London, the FTSE lost 33 points. Checking commodity prices, West Texas crude's trading $107 a barrel. Tapas crude's trading at $131 a barrel. Gold is trading at $1,685 an ounce. The Australian dollar is buying 104 US cents, 78 euro cents, 65 pence sterling.